Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and charge of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agnati Marandasya Ankananga Salakya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tajmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupakaram Yam Tadati Swapanantikam. Letting go is our theme for today. We all go through disappointments, setbacks, things we don't understand. Maybe you prayed for a loved one that didn't make it, worked hard for a promotion, got passed over for it, stood in faith for a relationship, didn't work out. One of the best things you can do when you run up against a wall like this is say after me, let it go.
Let it go.
Loved one didn't get healed, didn't get that position, relationship didn't work out. Don't dwell on it. Let it go. Why? Because if you don't, all it's going to do is lead to bitterness, resentment, self-pity. Before long, you'll be blaming others, blaming yourself, maybe even blaming God. You may not have understood it. It may not have been fair. But when you release it, that's an act of faith. In our epic story, the Mahabharata, there was a fellow named Duryodhana, and his cousins, the Pandavas, were righteous, pious, they were favored, they were blessed. And Duryodhana couldn't stand that. He wanted what the Pandavas had. He'd been blessed. He was in the top 1% of the top 1%, beautiful wife, kingdom, children. He had more than we could ever even dream. But because he compared himself to the Pandavas, he lived his whole life frustrated, envious, jealous. He could not let that go. He couldn't release it. That brought about his destruction and the destruction of all those who were close to him. What releasing is trusting. Saying, Krishna or God, even though it didn't work out my way, I know that ultimately, if I stay in faith, everything's going to turn out in my favor. I believe that you still have something good in my future, even though that door just slammed in my face. There's a power and letting go. Not saying to let go of your dreams, your goals, your hopes, your promises, your ambitions, but I'm just saying to let go of the frustration of having it your own way. Take your hands off the wheel and say, okay, Krishna, I'm going to let you drive. I remember when I was a teenager, I read this famous book. It was about the flying tigers over China. Has anybody ever read this book? It's a classic. God is my co-pilot. Someone quipped after hearing the title of that, if God is your co-pilot, you better move over. Lord, I'm saying to you, you know the best path for my life. Lord, you can see the detours. Lord, you can see the dead ends. Lord, you know the shortcuts. Krishna, I'm going to let you take me where you want me to go and on your timetable. I heard about a mountain climber who was way up. He lost his footing. He started sliding down this huge cliff. Miraculously, he grabbed onto this tiny little bush. He's dangling hundreds and hundreds of feet above the ground. He shouted, is there anybody up there? Is there anybody up there? Is there anybody up there? His voice came down. Yes. Can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me? Yes, but first you have to let go of the bush. It was a long pause, and then he said, is there anybody else up there? So often we'll trust Krishna or God as long as he does it my way, the way that I have it planned. For Krishna to help us, we have to be willing to let go. Maybe something didn't work out your way. Instead of being frustrated, take the bigger view. Krishna or God has something better in store for me. One door slams, down the line, a bigger and better door is going to open its place. Maybe Krishna closed that door right now because you're believing too small. Maybe Krishna didn't have it work out because you're praying for second best. Maybe Krishna loves you too much to do it in your small-minded, self-centered way. Now the question is, will you trust God enough to let him do it his way? Will you take your hands off the wheel and let him do the driving? Krishna, God's ways are not our ways. They're higher and better. Anything that you have to have, that you put too much emphasis on, that puts you out of balance. And that's where Duryodhana missed it. He had to have what the Pandavas had. Time and time again, he forced his father, Dhritarashtra, to go along with his criminal schemes because he always threatened his father, if I don't get it my way, Dad, I'll kill myself. Would you agree with me that he's a little bit out of balance there? It's good to have dreams. It's good to have goals. It's good to stand in faith. It's good to be determined. But we also have to be mature enough to put our plans, goals, and dreams on the altar. Krishna, this is what I want. This is what I'm hoping and praying for. But you know what's best for me. If it doesn't happen my way on my timetable, I'm not going to get bitter, not going to get frustrated. Krishna, I'm going to trust you. My life is in your hands. When we say Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we're basically saying, not my will, but your will be done. In 1977, our beloved guru, Srila Prabhupada, had reached the age of 82. He was ill pretty much from the beginning of that year, January, February, March. Prabhupada instructed all the temples throughout the world that every morning we pray this prayer in unison. Krishna, if it is your desire, let Prabhupada be restored. Keep Prabhupada with us longer. He was our guide, our captain, our spiritual father. We were childlike, immature, clueless. So in that prayer, Prabhupada instructed us to make our desire known to Krishna. At the same time, he taught us that Krishna's desire might be different, and we should be okay with that. Prabhupada did pass from the world November 14th, 1977, at 7:35 in the evening in Vrindavan, India. I was there. His leaving was the worst day of my life. And there was turmoil immediately afterwards. And as well, there were many, many years of confusion. There were bad decisions made by his successors. However, all that was necessary for us to grow up, for disciples to become gurus, for children to become parents. Did you ever think about, especially those of you who are parents, society insists on more qualifications to go and get a prescription drug, to get a driver's license, to get a minimum wage job than to take a baby home from the hospital. How unqualified every new father must feel first time holding that delicate, precious child in his hands. And similarly, those of us who were Prabhupada's disciples in 1977 wondered how we were going to take care of this worldwide spiritual fledgling movement that Prabhupada started, ISKCON, the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. And the answer, of course, was that after Prabhupada physically passed from our presence, he guided us, made us, and molded us from within. So our message is, don't get so consumed by a dream that if it doesn't work out our way, we get all bent out of shape. Some of us have had disappointment. Some of us have had unfair situations, situations that we don't understand why it happened. You could easily become bitter, live with a chip on your shoulder, give up on your dreams, put yourself on the sidelines. But no, I'm here to assure you that Krishna God is still at work in your life right now. He's still directing your steps. What you thought was a setback is going to turn into a setup. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Have you ever thought that maybe Krishna is just positioning you to take you to a new level of your destiny? You got to get into agreement with God. Shake off the self-pity, the disappointment. Quit thinking that God has let you down, that God doesn't answer your prayers. No, he has you in the palm of his hands. He's directing you every step of the way. That disappointment may not have been fair, but if you will let it go, it will be a part of something awesome that Krishna or God wants to do in your life. If you stay in faith, keep your cool, the result will not be ordinary like you planned, but it will be extraordinary like God has planned. We need to learn not to get in his way with negative thoughts and discouraging mindsets. We all wanted Prabhupada to stay in 1977. It was unthinkable that he would leave us all alone. It was our greatest disappointment that he left. It is said that you cannot prevent the birds of grief from flying over your head, but you should keep them from permanently nesting in your hair. Sooner rather than later, you have to shake off the grief, shake off the disappointment, and move ahead. Prabhupada founded the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and it was his dream that we fledgling disciples ushered into the future. In 1977, there were 108 Hare Krishna temples. Prabhupada initiated 5,000 disciples by the time he passed away in 1977. Now, in 2019, there are 820 temples worldwide. And there are about 100 of Prabhupada's disciples who are, in their generation, initiating new disciples. As I said, Prabhupada initiated 5,000. Two of his disciples, Jayapataka Maharaj and Radhana Swami, have in excess of 20,000 disciples each. What do we learn? At some point, you have to let it go. Yes, I'm disappointed. Yes, it's hard. But just because my loved one has died, it doesn't mean that God's plan for my life is over. What was the darkest hour of our lives launched us into what we are doing now. Loss is difficult, but if we let it go and trust that God is always in control, my promise is that you'll step into a greater level of your destiny. God's ways are not our ways. We think got to go from A to B to C to D to E to F to G linearly. But God might go from A to B, jump ahead to P, go back to D, go up to F, go back to B again, and then finally get you to Z. Why didn't my marriage make it? Why won't my kids talk to me? Why did my wife leave me? Why did this company lay me off after I worked there faithfully for 20 years? Here's my answer. It's very profound. I don't know. But I do know that God is just. I do know that he's directing my steps. It may not have been fair, but Krishna is fair. You need to let it go and move forward. Holding on to the old, to the past, you know what that's going to do? It's going to keep you from the new. He's going to pay you back in due course for the unfair things that have happened. My advice is to quit trying to figure out why something bad happened to you. Why did I have that miscarriage? Why was I born into this family? Why did this person leave me? All it's going to do is lead to frustration. There are some things we face that there are no logical explanations for. You just have to be big enough to say, I don't understand why this has happened, but I'm okay with that. I don't have all the answers. Krishna, you're God, and I'm not. Since you are directing my steps, I'm not going to waste my time and my energy trying to figure out everything that happens along the way. Now, most of the time, we can deal with a situation if we can find a file to put it into. He was running with the wrong crowd. That's why he got into trouble. That makes sense. She wasn't raised in a good family, and she got off course. That makes sense. But what about the things that don't make sense? What about 9/11? What about a baby born with a birth defect? What about a drunk driver that ended a child's life? What happens when you can't find a file to put it in? Each and every one of us needs to find and to create an I don't know file. Instead of getting frustrated, confused, trying to figure it all out, put it in your I don't know file. For now, just leave it alone. Walk away from it. If Krishna wants you to know why something happened, he's God. He can figure out a way to tell you. But if he's not revealing it to you, then you need to leave it alone. God does not have to explain himself to us. If you're going to trust Krishna, you have to accept the fact that there are going to be unanswered questions. Don't put a question mark when God has put a period. If you prayed, you believed, and it didn't work out, that means that Krishna has put a period. Now leave it alone and move forward. We prayed for 8 months every morning for Prabhupada to stay with us a little bit longer, to continue to give us his leadership, his love, and his guidance. We said we needed more time. We weren't ready. We weren't mature enough. We were going to make bad decisions. We were going to mess things up. However, in spite of all of our prayers and supplications, on November 14th, 1977, Krishna put a period to Prabhupada's life. Some of his disciples, 45 years later, are still questioning why Krishna allowed Prabhupada to leave us. They thought it was premature. They're still questioning. They're still bitter. They're still frustrated. I'll tell you today why Prabhupada left. Because it was our time. Because it was his disciples' time. Time to make mistakes. Time to take wrong turns. But sooner or later, it was inevitable that the child becomes the parent. The student becomes the teacher. It was inevitable that the disciple would become the guru, and that's what Prabhupada wanted. What father does not want his son to become a father? That's what the father is training, hoping, and believing for. You have to deal with it when a mentor, a coach, a parent leaves you and move forward. Celebrate the new day. Celebrate the new things that Krishna wants to do through you. Step into the new beginning that Krishna has in store for us. Prabhupada did more than his guru. His guru in India, Bhaktisiddhanta, established 64 temples. Prabhupada established 820 temples, ultimately, all over the world. Bhaktisiddhanta did more than God himself. Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago, spread the chanting of Hare Krishna all over India, predicted it would go to every town and village in the world, but he himself didn't establish one single temple. So you might say that Bhaktisiddhanta did more than Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada did more than Bhaktisiddhanta, and so now we also have to step into our destiny and do more than those who did before. The alternative is to live critical, frustrated, dysfunctional, dwelling in the past, expecting people and favors and blessings to fall into our lap without our having lifted a finger for it. Prabhupada came to America. He said, these American boys and girls are very intelligent. He asked us to tax our brains for spreading Krishna consciousness. In your life, there have been instances, even when you pray, you pay the hospital bills, you fasted, you stayed up all night, and you still lost that child. It means that Krishna's going to appoint another seed. He's got a new beginning for you, another chapter. Long before we opened this building, when we were functioning out of a log house, which is still there, this is probably 1982, 1983, a couple who live in Salt Lake City, Ramesh and Kirti Rati, they would bring their small, ill child down here because there was raw milk for sale at one of the farms. Week after week, they came and stocked up on a week's supply of raw milk and worshipped at the temple. This went on for weeks and weeks and months. That child hovered between life and death. And finally, they lost him. It was heartbreaking for them. It was heartbreaking for us because we saw the whole process happen. Do you know today, 30 years later, Kirti and Naveen have two sons that are almost 20 years old, brilliant students, University of Utah, scholarship. It doesn't take away or cushion the loss of that early child, Chaitanya, but it teaches us that if you'll let go and stay in faith and not get bitter, Krishna will appoint another seed. They lost one son, now they have two sons approaching maturity. You also, for what you've lost, you're going to give birth in the future to more than what it is that you've lost in the past. Now, you've just got to do your part and stay in faith. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You ever wonder why the windshield of your car is so much bigger and expansive than the rearview mirror? It's because what's in your past, what's behind you, is not nearly as important as what's up in front of you. Where you're going is more important than where you've been. Don't let one setback in the past get you stuck and define who you are. Don't let one betrayal, don't let one mistake, one divorce, or one bankruptcy ruin the rest of your life. That's not who you are. That's just another step on your way to your divine destiny. Krishna has for you another child, another relationship, another business, another breakthrough, another victory. Don't waste time mourning for what you can't change. Move towards the new. Our advice is not to get in way over our head trying to figure out everything that Krishna or God is up to in our life. We don't have the capacity. It is said that the capacity of a little tea saucer is not sufficient to hold the weight of an elephant. Similarly, the capacity of our intellect is not sufficient to understand how and why God does the things that he does. Don't trouble yourself over things that you can't understand. It is said, now we know in part, one day we'll know in full. One day, we'll look back in amazement and see how the hand of God was always at work doing great things in our lives. Krishna took injustice and brought good out of it. He took tragedy and used it to save a loved one. He took a betrayal and opened a bigger and better door. Why don't we trust him? Why don't you take your hands off the wheel and let him do the driving? Let go of the frustration of having to have it your way. Let go of the whys of life. Put those unanswered questions in your I don't know file. Some of you today have things that are weighing you down, keeping you from Krishna's best. Our encouragement today is to make a decision that you're going to let it go. Release it to Krishna. We hope that you can walk out of here tonight feeling freer, feeling lighter than you have in a long time. If you choose, you can walk right into the brilliantly bright future that Krishna has in store for you. For everything that you've lost, Krishna has appointed another beginning, another breakthrough, another victory. As you learn to let things go, God will become more active in your life. He'll make your wrongs right. He'll pay you back for every injustice. He'll take you to that great destiny he intends for you in this life and in the next life, back to home, back to Godhead.